Greetings, everyone. Could there be another 9/11? Will there be another 9/11? Breitbart wrote on August 1. President Joe Biden announced Monday that the U.S. has killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. Biden, suffering low approval ratings, is expected to benefit from the news, especially as the one-year anniversary of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan draws nearer. Al-Zawahiri took over al-Qaeda after U.S. forces eliminated Osama bin Laden in 2011. Deutsche Welle added on August 2. The latest strike is likely to complicate Washington's already strained relationship with the Taliban. The Egyptian surgeon was identified as one of the masterminds of the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States that killed nearly 3,000 people. The British journalist and moderator Piers Morgan wrote on August 2 in an article which was published by the New York Post, "After Biden's disastrous overnight withdrawal from Afghanistan last summer, betraying the people there, including allies, to the Taliban wolves, the president assured us that al-Qaeda was gone from the country. Zawahiri, the leader of al-Qaeda, was actively plotting further terror attacks from inside Kabul, or Kabul, and the Taliban knew it. But if the Taliban allowed Zawahiri to do this, and not only did they allow him to do this, they allowed him to stay there, how many more al-Qaeda operatives are back in Afghanistan right now, also planning to murder Americans and their allies? The whole point of the 20-year war that followed 9/11 was precisely to stop al-Qaeda using Afghanistan as a base to plan more such attacks. All hopes of a new, informed, different, nicer, wiser Taliban were as bogus as many of us feared at the time. Both, that is, the Taliban and al-Qaeda, hate America and everything it stands for, and given the chance, will kill as many Americans as they can. The fact that Zawahiri was able to plan new attacks from Kabul tells you all you need to know about the real damage caused by Biden's appalling abandonment of Afghanistan. Let's be under no illusion. The fact the world's most wanted man was back in the heart of Afghanistan devising new ways to kill Americans is a monumental failure. And the buck for that failure stops with Joe Biden. The man who waved the white flag a year ago and has now exposed the United States to a potential whole new world of pain and bloodshed at the hands of the very same terrorists who brought down the Twin Towers in 2001. Now, when 9/11 happened, some pointed to a frightening prophecy about the United States in the end time. They pointed at Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 25, which says this: "There will be on every high mountain and on every high hill rivers and streams of waters in the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall." Now this speaks about a time in the near future. Then there are many other end-time prophecies pointing at a devastating attack on American soil with unparalleled, unique consequences. Ezekiel chapter 6 and verse 6 says, "In all your dwelling places the cities shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be desolate, so that your altars may be laid waste and made desolate." The Living Bible writes, all your cities will be smashed and burned. Now, this describes an attack with nuclear weapons. This includes major American cities such as San Francisco, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and, of course, New York City. I remember the famous song of Alan Jackson about 9/11 with these words. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? And there was one stanza which particularly moved me a lot. It reads like this. Did you feel guilty because you are a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? There was a famous religious leader who kept talking about blowing the dust off your Bible and start reading it. You know, for the next time, maybe we should all ask ourselves this question. Where will you be when the world will stop turning again? Please read our free booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.